Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I want to talk about love. I started talking about it in the last segment, but I want to go back and talk a little bit about this idea of love, the way we love our businesses. I love my business. You love yours, right? Whatever we do, regardless of what we do, no matter what we make, no matter what we sell, we love to do that. We love to make things. We love to sell things. And I believe that running a business is a love story. And I gave you a little bit of a teaser a few minutes ago about the idea that our businesses are like teenagers. We don't always love them, but we don't always like them, I should say, but we always love them. And whenever your business makes it hard on you, whenever your business makes it tough on you, as mine has many times, you know, I have to remind myself that my business is me. My business is my performance. It's not the business's performance. And so I have to remind myself that I still have to love my business. And if anything, I have to put the pressure on me, not on my business. And I love what Tina Turner said. She said in her song, she said, "What's love got to do with it, right?" Well, love is important, but it can also be a problem, because what do you do when your business is, what do you do when it's time to fall out of love with your business? Some people, we all know how to fall in love with our business, right? What if you need to fall out of love? We usually don't know how to fall out of love with our business. And here's a great American love story that went wrong. And it's all about the railroad industry. Remember the railroad industry in the early 20th century, late 19th? Well, I guess the earliest 20th century, mostly. The railroad industry thought they were in the railroad business. But the truth is they were in the transportation business, right? But they thought they were in the railroad business. So when freight trucks and better roads came along, many railroad companies failed. They went out of business because they loved what they did. They loved being in the railroad business, and they loved what they did more than how they did it. That's a very important thing to remember, folks. The railroad industry almost lost their industry because they loved what they did more than how they did it. So let me give you a couple of happy love stories. In 1993, the 80-year-old IBM company, their business model was in trouble. They'd lost more money in one quarter than any company had ever lost before. They were in real trouble in 1993. I remember that. The top leadership saved the company by realizing that they weren't in the computer business. That's what you would have said, right? IBM, they're in the computer business, right? Well, that's what they thought. But they realized, not a moment too soon, that they were not in the computer business, but rather the information management business. So they shifted from being a computer hardware software company only to adding services. They augmented the hardware software business with services. And now, as you know, they're big in the cloud. IBM understood that they should only fall in love with delivering digital information solutions. They saved their company. Here's another story. Founded in 1916 in Seattle, Boeing had deep roots there, right? But in 2001, the leadership realized that their future was not just in the airline industry, but also in aerospace. They needed to expand their brand so that people thought of them more in the aerospace industry, not just airlines. They weren't going to stop making airliners, but that wasn't going to be all that they did. So they felt they needed to do something different. They needed to have a different perch. And so they moved the headquarters, literally moved the headquarters, which had always been in Seattle. They moved their headquarters to Chicago. And they loved what they did. They continued to love what they did, but not where they did it. Both of these stories Both IBM and Boeing saved themselves by following Blasingame's law of business love. And you've heard me say this before on the show. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. So tell me, answer this question. What do you love about your business? I'm serious. Make a list. Write it down. Get a piece of paper out. Go on your computer. I don't care where you do it. Put it on the back of your hand, on the palm of your hand. Make a list. What is it I love about my business? Write it. Write all the things down. If you got 10 things or 100 things, I don't care. Write them down. Everything you love about your business. Then go back over the list and identify anything that might be holding you back. Now, you have to understand that this is your love list. So you probably are going to need some help going over that list to see what is holding you back. You may not be able to come up with that on your own. Let your team help you. You might even need to bring in somebody from the outside. You might need to bring in a consultant to help you go over that list. As you go through this process, here's what you got to listen for. Listen for things and beware of responses that sound like this. Well, that's how we've always done it here. It was good enough for my dad. It's good enough for us. Or how about this one? This business was successful for 50 years without a website. We can do it. We don't have to have one of those. Those kinds of things. Anything like that. Anything that sounds like a resistance to change, a resistance to making adjustments. Those wind up being great epitaphs on the tombstones of dead businesses. So, folks, think about where you're doing business. Think about who your customers are. Think about what the products you're selling. Ask yourself, okay, this was good once. Is it as good today? Will it be as good for us tomorrow? If you fall in love with a product line, my friends, you're probably not going to make it because you and I both know products don't last forever. If you fall in love with a strategy, you probably won't make it because strategies don't last forever. If you fall in love with anything, a location, you might have to move if you're going to stay in business. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Think about that, folks. Being in business is a love story, but love can sometimes hurt you. Tweet after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.